JSS. The national government is expected to spend over $1.2 billion towards the construction of 1,243 classrooms of junior secondary schools, JSS, in the four counties of the Western Region. The Regional Director of Education, RDE, Jared Obiero, says the four counties of Kakamega, Vihiga, Bungoma and Busia have been allocated a total of $1,243,000,000 towards the works in readiness for use by grade 9 students next year. Speaking to Kenyan news agency, KNA, in his office in Kakamega, Obiero said construction of Phase 1 has already commenced, with Phase 2 expected to kick off in October this year. The RDE said the school's Board of Management, BOM, and school's infrastructure committees, SIC, are overseeing the construction of the buildings. He said the government has already wired the funds in respective schools' bank accounts and, according to the Ministry of Education guidelines, construction works must be completed within 3 months, with effect from the date of signing the contract. Obiero said Kakamega County has received the lion's share of 506 classrooms expected to be constructed, with 81 classrooms being undertaken under Phase 1 and an additional 425 under Phase 2. He said Vihiga has been allocated a total of 170 classrooms, with 55 currently being constructed under Phase 1, while another 115 classrooms to be constructed under Phase 2. Bungoma and Busia counties have been given a total of 366 and 201 classrooms respectively. Under Phase 1, Bungoma is currently undertaking construction of 129 classrooms, with 239 expected to be constructed under Phase 2, while in Busia 50 classrooms are being done under Phase 2 and 151 classrooms to be constructed in Phase 2. Construction works of Phase 2 is expected to commence in October this year, at a time when ongoing construction works of Phase 1 will have been completed, he said. I have launched the construction works in a number of schools, including Kakamega Primary School that has the largest number of 12 classrooms based on the enrollment, he added. Each classroom is being constructed at a uniform cost of $1 million countrywide, he added. Obiero said additional classrooms are to be built under the National Government Constituency Development Fund, NGCDF, KITI, which is under members of the National Assembly, MPs. Here in Western, NGCDF will fund construction of additional 3,500 classrooms, he added. The ministry has issued guidelines and MPs will be expected to fund construction in schools not funded by the ministry, he added. He said the guidelines require that the infrastructure budget should be approved by the Board of Management, adding that education officials were monitoring the construction to ensure contractors adhere to specifications provided for under the Bill of Quantities, BQs. According to the Education Principal Secretary Dr. Belio Kipsing, the government seeks to construct about 16,000 for grade 9 by January 2025. Out of these, 9,000 classrooms are being funded by the World Bank at a cost of $9 billion.